the Broncos did. It was just all the things that they did that didn't turn out well for them.
I don't know. Yeah. I saw some linebackers in the backfield a time or two.
Right,
didn't you?
And of course it was Wade Phillips, who was the defensive coordinator.
How about that?
So don't you think now that this is, you know, once a team kind of gets cracked, other teams look at the film and kind of figure out what the scheme is.
Oh yeah.
To go up against it, so kind of makes it tough for the next season for the Panthers, I believe. Coming up, continuing on the spotlight on Avon, we are broadcasting from the Avon Center for Health and Fitness, and we've got the barbershop kind of rounding out the show. Sometimes some barbershop harmonies going on here as well. Usually the only harmony that takes place during the morning show.
You know, they sing in a lot of different places. They go out to even people's homes and whatever.
Yes.
Do you think they've ever sung in a fitness center?
Well, this acoustic right here of this lobby, I think sounds pretty good. In fact, people probably on the track will suddenly start hearing some sort of interesting harmonies and wondering, are they having some sort of delusion? Is there something going on with their workout?
And if they are, they'll want to call a nurse.
Yeah, unless, of course, they're listening to everybody listens to their own music, right? Isn't that, they get motivated by music or something?
Do.
They're all
sure.
in their own world when they're exercising. Well, joining us this morning, we have from UH, we have their nurse manager, Mary Newman. Thanks for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
What does a nurse manager do? I could say it manages nurses, but that seems very simple, right? I mean,
Essentially, that's what it is. I lead and manage a great team of registered nurses, medics, paramedics, respiratory therapists, and secretaries, and we provide great care through our emergency department here in Avon.
Are you responsible for scheduling them so there's always a nurse on duty at that point? Is that part of that?
It is part of that. However, I have a clinical coordinator who takes care of that for me.
Okay.
Are you still hands-on?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Daily, I like to come out, interact with patients and my staff. Absolutely. Never want to get too far away from that bedside.
What was it some time ago that led you down that career path?
This position opened up, and I've always wanted to be able to go from advocating for the patient to then adding to that advocating for my staff as well and being there for my staff, which directly impacts patient care. So that's what led me to this.
What are some of the challenges that you want to advocate for nurses? Because you always hear nurses, they're the ones that are sort of, and I don't want to say this, but sort of caught between maybe the doctors and the patients. They're the ones that seem to be filling the gap and doing great work. But what is it that you see as some of the challenges for the nurses?
I guess some of the biggest challenge right now is that there's a national shortage for nurses. So just ensuring that we're, you know, getting the staff in that we need and that challenge. But really, we've got a great group of doctors that we work very well with, so that's not a challenge at all.
And you do work here, and also, what's the other location that you
I also at? Work for University Hospitals Amherst ER as well. I manage both ERs.
Okay.
Any differences between the two, or are they fairly similar?
They're very similar. We're both freestanding emergency departments, meaning we don't have a hospital attached to us, but we're both full-service emergency departments that are able to do anything a regular ER can do.
Now, you're coming in on Monday. The first thing you're doing is getting a shock treatment here on the radio, talking with us. What's the rest of your day going to be like today? What kind of things are you going to have to deal with as the nurse manager?
Well, emails, and more emails, and then just administrative stuff as far as making sure that the ER is running the way that it needs to run, meetings, and like I said, interacting with staff and getting out there and interacting with patients as well, and just being there for any questions or concerns that my staff might have for me.
Now, when you talk about the ER, what control do you have on how the ER runs? How does that,
In a nutshell, I'm responsible for all the patient care that goes on in the emergency department. The buck essentially stops with me, so I need to make sure that, you know, my staff has is doing the education that they need to do to be on top of things. I need to make sure that things are just running smoothly, that there's no staffing issues, that everything is going the way that it's supposed to.
Wow.
What are some of the more common ailments or issues that people bring into ER?
That varies literally from day to day. We see everything from coughs and colds, pink eyes, sore throats, all the way up to your more serious health conditions, such as people coming in with acute heart attacks, acute strokes, traumas.
We haven't heard much about the flu season yet. Have you seen any real signs of that?
We've been really quite lucky this year. We've had a pretty mild flu season. We haven't had too much of that, thank goodness.
Yeah, that's true. We're talking this morning with Mary Newen, UH nurse manager. So there's obviously a different side from dealing the interpersonal with the patients to sort of the impersonal of the paperwork that goes on with that. You kind of try to balance those two?
Absolutely. Absolutely. My staff comes first, but there's that whole other side where the paperwork has to be done, and I need to take care of that so that my staff is freed up to do what they do best, and that's being at the bedside with our patients.
Right. Well, as you said, the buck stops with you, right? So that
right.
You, but it in a sense, though, empowers you, because then you can make those decisions that maybe as a nurse before you thought, why isn't somebody thinking of this? You can bring that to the issues then, too.
Yes, absolutely, yes. I'll be, you know, I can make positive change that's going to make things better for my nurses, which ultimately will make things better for our patients.
Do you get to select the outfits that they wear, or the nurses? There's always some. You ever see nurses?
How is that determined?
Well, because.
Tell
is there
put it on the line,
well, you know,
Mary, how
probably,
does that happen?
There's probably like a fashion show, the thing that they go to, or some catalog that they look at, and they must have to decide what the theme is, right?
No, I wish it was that glamorous, but no, that's something system-wide. University Hospital decides. We wear scrubs. We come prepared to be able to be, you know, to lift, to move our patients, to do whatever we need to do. So, no real fashion show. We wear scrubs to work.
You know, Bruce, we've had nurses.
Sometimes I see them in the grocery store, you know, after they come, they leave there. You
can
tell
sure.
Where they used to work.
Highly identifiable.
Not scrubs particularly, but some of the.
You know, we've had nurses on every year we've been here.
Yes.
That's the first time you've asked that. Kudos to you.
Well, usually when they show up, they're very well dressed. You're dressed sort of in a business attire here. You never see somebody who looks like they were just on the job 10 minutes ago. But it's always interesting to see. Maybe that's the leftover fabric, because sometimes the designs on that, the only place you'd want to see them, perhaps, is in an operating room or in some health facility. Well, we appreciate you coming in this morning, sharing a little bit of what you do, and thanks for talking with us. It's
wonderful.
Great.
Well, thanks for having me.
Coming up on WEOL as we continue our spotlight on